Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Life Coach Radio with your coach, Angela Hook. And we're going to be sharing on today, giving prayer the priority it deserves. But before we do that, we just want to have a word of prayer with you while we invite the Holy Spirit's presence. And we also want to be praying for Bobby Christina. We know that they're going to have a ceremony on this evening for people all over the United States to be continually to be praying for her. We know that God can work miracles. So we just want to join in with them as we talk about prayer on today. Oh, gracious Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, and we would just like to thank you. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Father God, even as we begin to share together on giving prayer the priority it deserves, we welcome your Holy Spirit into this time and into this place. And we also, God, pray for Bobby Christina. We pray, Father, that your will be done in her life, Father God. And we also pray for her family. We pray for her father, and we pray for her grandmother, Father God. We pray for her cousins and her niece, her aunts and her uncles, Father. All over, Father God, her friends and her fans, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will give them the strength, Father God, for whatever it is that you may have for her life, Father. And we ask you right now, even those that may be listening on this evening, that we pray for them also, God. We pray, Father, a blessing and a covering over their lives and over their families' lives. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. And again, welcome again to Forever Evolving Life Coach Radio with your coach, Angela Hook. And I would just like to talk about briefly some of the services that we provide before we get into our topic on today. We are, again, a Christian organization that recognizes human development and understands that girls and women are forever growing, changing, and developing over the lifespan of their lives. Forever Evolving helps girls and women to define their goals by providing tools, resources, encouragement, and a plan of action to guide them with their life purpose. Our scripture reference that we use for our business comes out of 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, and this comes out of the NIV version. It says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So everything that we do on Forever Evolving Life Coach Radio is about educating, equipping, and empowering those that come on the air. Our mission is to reach out to girls and women globally through life coaching, training and development, and relationship building while reestablishing connection, trust, and belief that provides successful outcomes in their lives. And some of the services we provide one-on-one life coaching. We are committed to providing help and resources to assist girls and women in becoming a valuable, impactful force in their community by building their assets and bridging the gap of areas in their lives which they believe need to be strengthened. We also provide empowerment sessions. We specialize in small and large groups that are tailored to fit the needs of any organization, church, or business by providing 3 to 6 week empowerment sessions in the areas of relationship building, skill building, and personal development, just to name a few. We also provide empowerment conferences, workshops, and seminars. Our workshops and conferences are tailored to fit the needs of girls and women globally to help build strength and character that will enhance their skills in their home, church, and community while building their spiritual growth and development. We also provide motivational speakers. We provide educational, professional, and spiritual speakers that are compassionate, down-to-earth, and effective trendsetters that specializes in girls' and women's needs. We also, some of the products that we have Forever Evolving T-shirts. We also have educational and motivational CDs and DVDs, and we have spiritual books and workbooks. And again, you can, if you need more additional information, please visit our website at www.foreverevolving.org. And at this time, we're going to be talking about prayer, because we know that prayer is vitally important in this day and this time, giving prayer the priority it deserves. When we look at that word priority, it means given precedence in something especially established by order of importance or urgency, or something afforded or deserving prior attention. What could be more natural for two people who love each other than to communicate? Surely one would expect to see an enormous amount of communication between a woman and the guy she loves with all of her heart, soul, mind, and strength. And yet, this is all too often very different from what we observe. Communication of this sort is not natural. It must be learned. It's just like with Jesus' disciples, and they asked Jesus to teach us how to pray. Sometimes we have to be willing to teach others how to pray. We can't take it for granted that they automatically know how to pray and what to pray for. We always want to make sure when we pray that we use the word of God. So as we pray, God is able to recognize our prayers based on his word. The Bible tells us in Mark 1:35, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he, which is talking about Jesus, went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Now, we know as women, we have to give prayer the priority it deserves by finding that solitary place where we can commune with God regarding our families, husbands, children, and grandchildren, getting some of those unanswered questions answered by staying in God's presence. Now, we know if Jesus went into that solitary place, now we have to make the commitment and the decision to go into that solitary place. The Bible also tells us in Psalms 63:1, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Again, as women, we wear so many different hats that sometimes we fail to have that quality time in prayer. We have to make the sacrifices early in order to communicate with him. Our souls have to continue to long for his presence in order to be healed and set free. The Bible also tells us in Mark 11:24-25, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. So we know it's two words in here that we want to focus in on right now. We want to focus in on when the Bible talks about believe, we have to be willing to believe what the Word of God is saying according to when we pray. And we also have to forgive, just like God will forgive us. So we have to believe that word. When we look at that word unbelief and unforgiveness, it hinders our prayers with God. Unbelief is a sign of doubt, being uncertain, having distrust, and a lack of sureness. When we believe, we accept things as being true, regardless of how it looks. We have a firm conviction and assuredness. We also have, again, I talked about forgive. We have to be willing to forgive, because when we don't forgive, our prayers can be hindered. We'll talk about that in Isaiah. The Bible talks about that in Isaiah 59:1-2. It says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. It says, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. So again, if we hide iniquities in our heart, which can be considered unforgiveness, then God is not going to hear our prayers, and we do not want our prayers to be hindered. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that we do not see. We have to see it. We do not have to see it in order to believe it's going to happen. So when we make the decision to go to God in prayer, we have to make sure that we humble ourselves. We have to confess any unforgiveness that we may have in our heart or anything, any type of sin that we have in our heart. We have to be willing to confess that before we enter into prayer. We have to examine ourselves daily upon entering into the Lord's presence and making our requests known to him. Let's make that commitment today to make prayer a priority in our lives and give God the quality time he deserves from us by communicating with him on a consistent basis. So as we look at what are some things that hinders our prayers, we've been talking about making prayer our priority, but we also can hinder, our prayers could also be hindered. The Bible states in 1 Peter 4:7, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Not being sober-minded and failing to watch unto prayer can hinder our prayer life. James 1:8 states, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So we are constantly wavering between two opinions, not being able to make wise decisions. It may be a result of the lack of our prayer time with God, which can hinder our prayers. The Bible also states in Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity, and we talked about that earlier, in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And we already talked about that earlier. If we keep that stuff in our heart, our prayers could be hindered. Some things, as we talk about iniquity, it could be unconfessed sins, things like unforgiveness, bitterness, pride, envy, or jealousy, things we are doing that is not in accordance with God's will. So that's some of the things that I just wanted to point out as we talk about iniquities, things that, again, that hinder us from allowing our prayers to be heard. The Bible tells us in Luke 18:1, and he spoke a parable unto them, that this end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So we want to always pray. We don't want to just pray when situations come up in our lives, but we want to make sure that we are always being consistent in our prayer life, making prayer a lifestyle, not something that we do on Sundays and Wednesdays or when the pastor or someone calls us in to pray. It should be our lifestyle that we make a commitment that we pray at home, that we're praying on our job silently when things come up against us, that we're praying when we go to a meeting, we make the decision to seek God in prayer, daily seeking him, praying constantly, consistently, because we never know what's going to come up in our lives. So if we don't make prayer a priority, it could really cost us to come up under the subjection of things that's not according to God's word because we are failing to pray. And so we just wanted to give you a tidbit of information about the importance of prayer. And again, as young girls and as women, we encourage you just to continue to pray. And if you want some additional information, again, about our services that we talked about early when we first opened up our show, please visit our website. You can go to www.foreverevolving.org. Or if you need to email us, you can email us at angelahook@foreverevolving.org. And at this time, we're going to close it out in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, and we just thank you for this opportunity as we talked about giving prayer the priority it deserves, and as we also talked about what hinders our prayer life. Again, we continue to pray for Bobby Christina. We pray for her family. We ask you, oh God, that those that may have come on this evening to listen to our show on giving prayer the priority it deserves, that you continue to be with them, you continue to strengthen them, you continue to guide them, and break up any fallow ground, Father, that may be in our lives that's hindering us from being all that we can be in you. We give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. And we just want to say that we love you and we adore you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We'll see you back on the air on Forever Evolving Life Coach Radio on next Monday at 6 p.m. God bless you.